Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Christian Post, why every single word in the Bible matters for you today. All right, this is an op-ed posted by someone named Sam Rayner. Really don't care. but this article, I'll link it in the show if I remember. Just check it out when it lands on the website, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. And yeah, sign in your Discuss account, discuss away. If I forget to do it, which sometimes happens, just shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Also, ask or say anything you like. I read them all so far. Okay. So you can already kind of get a sense of where this article is going to go, and I'm going to let you read the article. I just want to read two paragraphs from the article, which make up two of its major points. The Bible is authoritative. This is one of the subheadings. In fact, I think after kind of a lengthy introduction, that's the first of the subheadings. So we'll do the first and second subheading. The Bible is authoritative. You are not the authority over the Bible. Rather, the Bible is the authority over you. Let me just pause here for a moment. As someone who has read the Bible probably more times than the person writing this op-ed, if you're talking to unbelievers, you realize that this kind of rhetoric is getting you off to a bad start, right? Why should I think of the Bible as having any authority over me? Now, if you're talking to people who already believe in the Bible, then I don't understand why you have to make this point at all, because they already accept that the Bible is authoritative over you. So it's a little bit of a rough beginning as far as I'm concerned. He goes on to say, do not read the Bible like you go through junk mail envelopes, looking for a deal and then tossing the rest aside without even opening them. Do not read the Bible like you read the newspaper's opinion section, looking for an angle that supports a viewpoint you already have. Read the Bible, and here this one gets me every time. Some of you can probably guess what's coming. Drop me a line if you guessed what was about to happen here. Read the Bible, dot, dot, dot. Okay, I'm giving you time to think about it. Read the Bible like a love letter where you devour every word and feel each phrase. Okay. Once again, if you're writing to believers, I'm not even sure why you need to say this. So if you're writing to non-believers, why on earth would you assume we would read the Bible that way? Why would we do that? In fact, this is exactly the wrong way to read the Bible. You should read it preconditioned as if it were a particular type of genre. Love letter. Not even poetry. You can't say read the Bible like poetry, because not all poetry is a love letter. All right? A love letter is a very particular kind of genre. If we approach any other sacred text, you would never tell that person to read that text like a love letter. Let me try this on you, Mr. Op-Ed Writer. Read the Quran like a love letter where you devour every word and feel each phrase. The Bible contains the greatest words of love ever written. Let me try that again. The Quran contains the greatest words of love ever written. Does that sound convincing? Indeed, the Bible's words define love. Let me say that again. Indeed, the Quran's words define love. Did that convince you? You don't just search the scriptures. You must let the scriptures search you. Let me try this. You don't just search the Quran. You must let the Quran search you. Not one single believer would approach the Quran this way, including you, you goddamn special pleading hypocrite. I mean, just wow. I should stop. I'm not. Second subheading, the Bible is inspired and infallible. Uh-oh, surely you folks know where this is going. And before we go there, you know how many Christians have come forward on these boards and others saying, no, the Bible is not infallible. No, it's not common teaching that, you know, the Bible is infallible in that way. Just listen to this paragraph and learn what real Christians believe. When you read the Bible, you are hearing directly from God. This is a Christian post. That's this is what they're pushing here. You are hearing directly from God. They never mention any human authors, by the way, and human errors or anything like that. No, you are hearing directly from God. You know this paragraph goes downhill from there. The Bible is inspired by God, which means it is a direct word from Him. We are not seeing a lot of wiggle room here. As such, the Bible is infallible, which means it will not lead you astray. You can trust the Bible. All truth is delivered from Allah, God, which means the Bible is the gold standard of truth. It will not deceive us or prove unreliable. I mean, really? There's nothing unreliable in there? Indeed, God's word is wholly reliable. Always and everywhere. Yeah, folks, you just keep on bringing that academic ivory tower Christianity around, and I will keep showing you what real Christians, you know, boots on the ground, butts in the pews Christians, actually believe and say to each other and teach. This is the no BS zone, folks. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Till next time, I'm out.